Blackstone Audio presents A Dog's Ransom by Patricia Highsmith. This book is read by Joe Barrett. For my father, J. Bernard Plangman, with affection. Chapter 1. Greta showed Ed the letter as soon as he came in the door. I couldn't help opening it, Eddie, because I knew it was from this dead creep. The envelope was addressed to Mr. Edward Reynolds, as usual. It was the third letter. Greta had rung him up at the office about it, though she had not wanted to read it over the telephone. The letter, printed with a ballpoint pen, said, "Dear sir, or gentlemen, I suppose you are pretty pleased with yourself? People like you disgust me, and not only me, but a hell of a lot of other people in this world. You are smug. You are self-sufficient, you think. Superior to everyone else, you'd think. A fancy apartment and a snob dog. You are a disgusting little machine, nothing else. Your days are numbered. What right have you got to be superior? Anon. As in, see you anon. Ha!" "Oh, my God," Ed said, smiled uncertainly at his wife, and handed the letter and the envelope back to her. Since Greta didn't extend a hand, he laid them on top of the baby grand piano on his left. "Hi, Lisa. Hello," Ed said, bending at last to take the front paws of the black French poodle dancing around him. Greta removed the letter and envelope from the piano, as if they might contaminate the instrument. "You don't think we should tell the police?" "No. No, really, darling. And don't you worry. These people vent themselves in writing letters, that's all. They're irritating, but they can't really hurt you." Ed hung up his tie.